Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. The Thrift Shop is open. Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly show of musical and media exploration from the past century of recorded sound. Like to say thank you for tuning in to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Now, usually my playlists are quite adventurous. However, recently I've been doing more thematic versions of the Radio Thrift Shop, and this evening we're going to be exploring jazz music. Radio Thrift Shop, the Jazz Edition. I'm going to start today's program off with some music by my favorite jazz flautist, Herbie Mann. Now, Herbie Mann was an early pioneer of the fusion of jazz and world music. In 1959, following a State Department-sponsored tour of Africa, he recorded Flautista, an album of Afro-Cuban jazz. And in 1961, he toured Brazil, returning to the United States to record with Brazilian musicians like Antonio Carlos Jobim and Baden Powell. We're going to start today's program off with some music from Herbie Mann's 1962 album, Right Now. Thank you. David Matthews from his album of musical interpretations of Frank Herbert's Dune. That was Sandworms. Before that, we heard three tunes by Herbie Mann. Hip Scotch from the Salute to the Flute LP from 1957, and two tunes from Right Now from 1962. We heard the title track Right Now and Desafindo. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, the Jazz Edition.
Exploring science in the sea. Whales and walruses might not seem like they have much in common, but for a couple of centuries, they shared a common fate. They were hunted to near extinction by whaling fleets. Walruses were prized for their blubber, which was rendered down to make oil, their tough skins, and their ivory tusks. There are two main groups of walruses. The Pacific walrus inhabits the waters near Russia and Alaska. Thanks to restrictions on hunting, its population has rebounded to a couple of hundred thousand. The Atlantic walrus, which lives around Canada and Greenland, is protected too, yet its population is only around 20,000, down from perhaps hundreds of thousands a couple of centuries ago. The Atlantic walrus is the smaller species. Males grow to about 8 to 10 feet long and weigh about 3,000 pounds. The walruses live on the pack ice during winter and come ashore during summer. They use their sensitive whiskers to find clams on the dimly lit ocean floor. Walruses are best known for their tusks, which can grow up to 3 feet long. They use the tusks to pull themselves out of the water and onto the ice, and to chip breathing holes from below the ice. And during mating season, males use their tusks as weapons. Atlantic walruses may have made a small comeback in recent years, but native populations in Canada and Greenland are allowed to kill a few hundred each year, and a warmer climate is reducing the ice where they live in the winter. Another challenge for a species that's just hanging on. Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
set of some nice jazz tunes there. Wes Montgomery with Green Peppers. Before that, a band called Actual Proof from their CD Paradigm Shift. We heard The Ion. That was released in 2009. We started that set off with Frederick Hand's Jazz Antiqua and Tourdillon. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. If you're in and around New England around the 1st of May, the New England Amateur Radio Festival will be happening at the Deerfield Fairgrounds in Deerfield, New Hampshire on May 1st and 2nd, 2015. And the admission this year is going to be free for the May event. New England Amateur Radio Fest, or NearFest, is a great place to get to know amateur radio operators, to find some new equipment or used equipment, and to learn more about the radio hobby. For more information, check out www.near-fest.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, the Jazz Edition. We heard the title track to Jimmy Smith's LP Midnight Special from 1961. And before that, from Jimmy Smith at the Organ Volume 2, we heard Bells Bounce. We started that set off with Dorothy Ashby from her LP Jazz Harpist, Thou Swell. I'll be back soon with another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, and until then, remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thank you.
Thank you.